In a statement released on Thursday, Mr. Guterres said that he looked forward to a positive outcome from the talks in Astana, Kazakhstan. The meeting is being organized by Russia, Turkey and Iran and begins on Monday. In light of its complexity and senior level of representation, the UN chief said that he wanted his Syria envoy to lead the UN team. Mr. Guterres also confirmed that the UN-led intra-Syrian talks are slated to resume in Geneva once the Astana talks are over. Inside Syria, a fragile ceasefire is holding, but not everywhere. The violence is preventing the delivery of vitally needed aid to desperate civilians and the evacuation of the wounded and sick. But bureaucratic delays are as much to blame for holding up aid convoys. Here's UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland speaking to journalists in Geneva.
That has to change. It can change. We hope it will change. First opportunity would be the Astana meeting, and I'm glad that Russia, Iran and Turkey in the meeting today said that they will indeed push as guarantors for Astana for the parties, including the government, to stop this present practice of denying courageous humanitarians who are able and willing to go to places with relief to stop the present denials of access.
Jan Egeland said that January had been one of the worst months for aid deliveries to date, with the UN and its partners denied access to five locations throughout the war-torn country. He said that the situation in the so-called four towns of Fur and Kafraya, Madaya and Zabadani was a disaster, with people dying routinely for lack of medication. The UN Special Advisor also noted that fighting is still going on in the Wadi Barada Valley close to Damascus, where attempts to repair the water network there were called off after a sniper killed a negotiator who was trying to secure access.
Thousands of families have been displaced from Wadi Barada. There are fierce fighting, many civilians killed, and it also holds the water supply to Damascus. So now for nearly a month, 27 days today, 5.5 million people have been without their normal water supply in Damascus.
The eastern desert town of Deir ez-Zor is also in the grip of fighting, where Jan Egeland said that some 93,000 people had perhaps 2 more weeks' food supplies. Even worse, he said, was the fact that the sole hospital there that was treating wounded people has come under direct fire. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.